Blog Talk Radio.
About to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the phone. I feel a seeing coming on. I got a buzz in my brain. Drunk on a low, going down like champagne. I got a feeling gonna leave a lipstick stain, and I'll be the only one to blame.
And you can see it all over my face, sweet temptation all over the place. Give me tall, dark, and handsome, mix it up with some strong. I feel
Hello and welcome to the Adult Lounge here on Blog Talk Radio, inside of all poetry. My name is Sweet Tea, and this is Pretty Sweet Tea Tonight. That was the bluesy sound of the Pistol Annie, and you can, with their song, I Feel a Sin Coming On. Record was produced by Frank Lindahl, who is married to Sylvia Womack, and Angelina Preston described this ode to temptation in Fillmore magazine as Christian Girls Gone Wild. I like that description, and I love that song. To be tall, dark, and handsome. Yeah. Guess who doesn't like a sin coming on? Yes, Pistol Annie. If you've never heard of them, I would highly suggest you look them up. Great little band there. Tonight's just going to be me. The other half, Miss Pretty Bird, who we all love and adore, is out not feeling very well. So we're going to have to cheer her up as she listens to us. And tonight, the subject is, how well do you hide your bones? How well do you hide your bones? Because tonight's topic is, what does your animal think? When you're out, just having a little fun with your partner, and you look down, and there's those eyes looking at you like, Head's tilted a little, cock eyes. Just wondering, what is he thinking? And then you're like, wait, I've got to get back in the mood. I've got things I'm doing. I've got to get focused. But you know those eyes are on you, don't you? And I always think they're like the, you know, judges from Switzerland or Japan or, you know, China holding up a little sign with the ice skaters. 4.4. American judges gives me a 10. Then I get a 3 or a 2. I'm like, damn, what did I miss? It's a technicality somewhere. I know there was. I'm never going to get all perfect 10s on that. So that's what we're talking about tonight. What the dog thinks. But we'll see what happens. So let's welcome who I've got in my board. I've got the beautiful Raconteur. Hello, Raconteur. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, they intentionally lowball you with the points just to see you pout.
Probably. My worst critic is Mystique, his favorite dog. She's like, you're just not doing what you're supposed to do. You know he knows how to be happy. You just are not making this man happy. I think he's the worst critic. Her stunning blue eyes, he just pierce right through me. She's like, get off his lap. You just lose some time. And then the boys are like, you know, he could do that himself. Just give him a minute. That's all there is to it. They're like, why do you need her? Come here. We'll show you how to do this. So that's all there is. I mean, I'm just not needed around here. Oh, somebody's got to feed them and pick up after them. Just all of them. So now I know why I'm here. And then Hatter, are you here? There you are. Say hi to Hatter. Hatter, say hi. Hatter.
Unmuted.
916. 916. 916. My favorite person in the world doesn't want to talk to me. I get so upset. I almost want to cry. But that's okay. Oh, no, he left. He left
because we're not hearing him.
I know. Hopefully he calls back. But it is what it is. I have a frog in my throat, and I don't know why.
Because dogs like to play with frogs.
I know. Oh, well. So, I have, let me see.
Yes.
Let me see. I'm trying to.
You have.
I do. I was going to look into my room, into my studio, to see if you... Oh, here's Hatter back.
Unmuted.
Yes,
Hatter!
Sir.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yay! There you are. I couldn't hear you. I was getting so upset.
It was weird. I called in and then I got a call at the same time, so I didn't think this one went through. So I finished that other call, and when I hung up, I hear you guys talking, and then apparently you couldn't hear me when I tried to speak, but
no,
I could hear you. Okay. Oh, okay.
But now I can hear you. I'm so excited. I know.
Okay.
At one end and it's great at the other.
Wow.
So now I'm trying to see what I have in the studio as far as poems. But I don't know if I have this particular poem.
And what was the
the theme is
yeah.
You want to know what
I'm
Type C?
You say it.
You do, don't you? How well do you bury your bones?
Something about your dogs catching you, or your animals catching you do something?
Yes.
Dudes.
Your dogs
okay.
catching you in the act, and what do you think they're thinking? I mean, I don't, you know, I'm sure my dogs are looking at me going, you know, we can teach them how to do that themselves. I'm sure that's what they're thinking. Just, why are you bothering? Just get out of here. We'll show him how to move his head, and you're gone. I mean, I can't imagine. And then, I have my female dog just like, get off his lap. What's wrong with you? I don't know what she's thinking.
Yeah, the head turn. You know, what the hell? Ears pop up.
Yeah, they're cocking their heads like, you know, it's time for bed. You guys are making a little too much noise for us. I think does he get a treat for doing that?
Yeah, no,
well, she does scratch his belly.
Yeah. Does he get a Snoopy Scap? Yeah, where's those Scooby Snacks now? I mean, I just can't imagine some of these. Yeah. I think it's hilarious, though. I mean, they look at you like the oddest looks. Like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing that? You know? And Amadeus is a talker. If you get Amadeus talking, if you talk at all at any given time, even in the bedroom, normally if you're just having a conversation, like if all's quiet and you lean over and whisper something, Amadeus is like, oh, blah, 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 blah. There you go. Sorry. There he is. He's going to start talking to you like, why are we talking? It's the middle of the night. Why are we saying anything? There's no reason to be talking. So we have that going on all the time. So I have to load your poem, darling.
Okay.
Or I have to read it. Do you want me to load it or read it?
That's up to you. I mean, it's self-explanatory. You could read it if you want. It's exactly what you wanted.
Exactly what I wanted. Well,
You touched on at least three elements of the poem already, so you'll have fun with it.
Well, let me see what other things I have, and then I see if it's anything further at all. Really don't.
Do you want me to drop it in the studio?
If you want to, that would be great. And this is...
That's no problem.
I have Heavenly Angel I can read, which would be great. And so I think I'm going to read her. As long as I remember to put it in the right room. So we'll go there. Heavenly. So this is Passion by Heavenly Angel. Well, actually, I'm not supposed to read. I can't read her stuff. They have to come in and read it in their own stuff. So where is everybody? That's right.
I'm in Jersey.
This is not clear. New Jersey, I'm going to be there shortly. Not in Jersey, but in New York, in Washington, D.C., in Gettysburg. So.
I hope you have fun.
I'm going to have fun. Yeah.
And bring home lots of inputs to the dogs.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting because we can't read Sensual. unless they're here, if I remember correctly. I gotta know my own rules, don't you think? Yeah. Let's see. What are their goals? Let's see. Radio shows, stuff is off, music off, those who don't want to hear it. Okay. Profanity's not allowed, adult content, use cyber sex, both post image and graphic. All hosts. This is not an adult Twitter category, disguised words around profanity filter. Sexual. Okay. Oh, goody, 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 goody. All right. All right, rules are as follows. Must be at 18. You must call to read your own central poem or provide a recording. No collaborations, nothing explicit. This is a sensitive teen, not porn. Recordings will only be played with written permission. Must call to read your own poem. Well, we might just be sitting here talking unless
we could do that.
And read their poem. I know. I can't read people's poems. This is very sad. Oh, no. So, Hatter, you got a poem for me?
I'm in search of now, because I know I wrote one, but I gotta look, find and search.
Yeah. Search. Search is something sexy.
Search of.
Sensual. Yeah. I don't know if I have a sensual poem about my dogs. I have several sensual poems, though. Yeah.
Very good. That's an old one.
So is mine. Could get it up there.
It's about crazy animals. This is crazy ones about animals in Wonderland.
I'll put this one up there.
Okay.
Now this is in the adult room. Not the regular room. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've got mine up first.
You got to
wait until me.
Is it the adult-only lounge?
It's the adult room. It's going to go under mine. Because I'm in the purple perks. Okay, be naughty. Wait till you see you on the lounge chair with Alice.
I don't have my eyes with me, so you got to read it. There it goes.
Okay. Great, I'm in a room with two blind guys. This is great. But I'm reading The Purple Perks in Wonderland, Secret Room of Mad Hatter Corpse Burst. So click on my link. Such a great picture of you.
And I'm guessing Purple Perks in Wonderland was the title.
Yeah. Purple Perks in Wonderland, Secret Room of Mad Hatter Corpse. Cheshire Cat grinned at Alice and wiggled his big ring tail, jiggled his collar as his balls went jingle-dangle, while he spilled purple candle wax down on Alice's nipples. Ah, let me see, screamed the queen as she put Alice in chains, wrapped in soft bindings as Tweedledum and Tweedledee took a purple crop to chap her creamy white thighs to red-hot red. Nipples clamped, bejeweled in wax, thigh smacks left in a purple hue. Alice bound in chains, so soft she tamed for the Mad Hatter's game. Tickles for giggles by purple feathers and listening to riddles in ball gag. Not all is mild in the Mad Hatter's room of secret quirks, for the white rabbit holds the keys to his master's room. There are reasons why he drinks mushroom tea, and why? Alice must go small and tall. Please, Mr. Hatter. That's between him and her and poem. There's a lot of animals. That's a lot of animals in that one.
Yes. Nipple clamps.
Yes. I really enjoy that one. But not for another day.
<It's secret.
laughs> Oh, yeah.
I'm all flushed.
I'm all a flutter myself. But yeah, Cheshire Cat grinned as Alice wiggled his big ring tail. But yeah, that's
what he's supposed to talk about, the secret rooms. Secret rooms.
Secret rooms. I'm not allowed to talk about the secret rooms, Alice in Wonderland. So where's your poem, Hatter?
I posted it. Should be there. Right after yours.
Okay, let me refresh. Oh, there it is. I had to refresh. Okay, 4 7. Ooh, by King Lagos. Who's that by King Lagos? Legolas? Okay, 11. It started the girls of our dreams. A night to remember, or so it seems. 4 of us to conquer a quest. So the girls would know who's the best. All had taken what we thought they would need. So proud we were that we did succeed. At dawn of count, and to give thanks to the heavens, as all of us 4 scored in 7. Well, alrighty then. You go, boy. Oh, that's great. 27, huh? Whew.
He's got a way about him.
That's quite the haul there.
You should have me
that
in the
is
studio.
One Viagra night. Okay.
That's when Truth or Dare was a real game.
Yeah, no kidding.
7 minutes in heaven.
At 4 7, that might have been about 7 seconds in heaven.
Yeah, it had to be for if. It must have been for if or Gress.
Cool.
And I was a king back then. I was a king.
Baby.
You're still royalty.
Thank you.
So it might have been 2 minutes at that age.
So is it just that three?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's going to be us just passing the time. Because I can't read anybody's poetry. They have to read it themselves.
Well, you got my audio in the studio if you want it.
I know. I do want it. I just have to get back.
I'm heading back where my eyes are now.
Tell me how bad you want it.
I want it, baby. Please let me have it. I'm going to the studio right now. Oh, please. I can't wait to hear you. Hear your words just flow from your lips. Is that better? All right. Are you okay, Heather?
Yeah, I did. Sorry about that. I'm making it back to the cave and probably make a couple little girl noises on my way. Pardon me.
Well, you sound like you're making mighty fine man voices, just so that you know. You're not making little girl noises.
Inside
you
still
does not sound like a little girl
screaming.
Noise. Oh, well, she may be screaming, but you're making like perfect little where do you hide your bone man noises. So you should have just gone with that.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
There's the cave. To the back cave.
To the back cave.
Nothing but pussy in here. Hi, kitty, kitty.
Oh, here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, my God. Okay. Let me know when you make it. I'm almost there. What did you title your...
It should be 9/5. Yeah, I can't see the type. 9/5, Rack Oscar.
9/5, Rack Oscar. 9/5. La, 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 la. Refresh my screen.
Okay. I am here.
Yay!
Yeah, yay.
All right. Got it. All right, so Rack and Curse, get down, little man. Get down. All right, Rack and Curse, your poem is ready to go, and I am ready to listen.
Oscar Knows Best by Rack and Curse. Hurry up, Felix. We have to get inside. I don't want to miss a thing. Tonight, it's going to be different. The dude put away that smelly lotion, called a friend, and invited her over to play. Felix said this was nothing new. She had been with the dude much longer. The dude's guest will get here, and they'll groom each other for a while, until his allergies act up. They'll go lie down, but I don't think they sleep, because I usually hear them getting sick all night long. And they always seem to forget to put out any food till morning. Oscar said, I'm not going to stay chained out here all night. What if the dude needs my advice? Nonsense, said Felix. Why would the dude need to consult with you? He's obviously got the collar and chain situation down pat. Oscar said, because when it comes to playing, I do things doggy style. Forget about useless begging, then rolling over and playing dead. If there's one trick I can teach him, it's how to bury his bone. End poem.
Oh, my God. That is perfect for the title and everything. Oh, my God, that is perfect. That is funny. I love the last line. There's one thing I can teach him. One is how to bury his bones. Classic. Beautifully written. And, of course, what else would a dog want to teach you? That is, I love this. It just totally made me giggle.
Yeah, do it without getting your nose all dirty.
How do you do that?
That would be
just
it, huh?
You know a digger dog.
That would definitely be
a digger dog.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Okay. I remember one morning we woke up and I had shared a piece before about we remember the old Mr. Coffee's the first ones. We had one that moaned. We had one that moaned, and I mean moaned. It was, we'd sit there and start it. It would do have a sleep after wake and crawl back in bed when it was cold. You could hear this thing in the kitchen just going, ah, oh, ah.
That's funny.
The one morning, getting busy, whatever, and the two dogs are sitting at the foot of the bed, just freaking staring at us. And behind him was the moaning coffee, and we were laughing so hard we couldn't finish.
That's not good.
Actually, it was okay. It was okay. It was hilarious. How long ago? I look at the side of the bed. I go, how long are you guys sitting there? AC looks over and goes, oh, Jesus. Okay. Two dogs that were at that time were battling for the alpha male. So they didn't get along too good. But, boy, they were standing side by side, taking care, watching us take care of this. Peace out, Eric.
God. My little one gets neutered in a couple of weeks, and I cannot wait. He's like, I know what these are. I'm going to show them to everybody. No, you're not.
Do you have fuzzy slippers?
One.
No.
One.
Oh. I'll tell you what. Now I'm going to, oh. He's very happy about this. He's like, look what I have. I'm going to be a brat. So, yeah. We've decided those are time to go. So.
You give him a Lance Armstrong and tell the vet to only take one so that he knows he's still got something to lose.
What? God. My, that's wrong.
My dog was a breeder. Boo was a breeder.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, none of my dogs
have
that.
You've seen pictures of him.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yes. So beautiful.
But, I remember one time when Blue was like an adolescent, and Token was still the alpha. That was her dog. He would run into the bedroom, grab whatever he could, and run out and make it a toy. Well, he had grabbed some panties or something, and I saw him with it, so I called him over. I said, bring them to me. He brings over. Here's Stacy in the kitchen, so he shoved it in the couch, right? forgot all about it. Forgot all about it. And one day she goes, what the hell are these? What do you mean? Tried to explain to her that it was the dog. She didn't buy it. Well, no, honestly, it was the dog, man. Yeah.
The dog. They're my body is just the dog. Yeah,
Remington has that problem
too.
It's a dog toy. Now it's a COVID mask.
Oh. Now it's a COVID mask.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good Lord.
You're not buying that one, huh?
Uh-huh.
But it's got the cotton panel
so
and everything. It's got the cotton panel and everything.
Yeah. All right, I got another one up there, guys. This is an oldie, but a goodie.
Okay.
I have an old one. This is Headlight Halo. Headlight halos inflame the waterfall of rainbow colors, and the oil slicks that skated from the mountainsides of leather boots, creating tsunami waves in her path as she walked. The amber glow of her cigarette matched the color of her hair. Emeralds envied the depth of green in the gaze of her eyes. The onyx fabric of her dress sanitized the whiteness of her skin. Raindrops dripped out of the atop her umbrella in a rhythmic tap. Led her into the memories of the night. The sambas, discos, and tangos. Splashing dry lips with her tongue. The salt and still tingle. Intimacy denied in a crowded bar across dark rooms of smoke. Smells of old floors and antique walls extinguished. Nasty, sexy, musky fingers that play her intimately. Butterfly kisses started at her ears and ran down her neck, across the edge of the bottom of her dress as the chain of the necklace rattled against the bumps that rose on her skin. She held the umbrella over her head as headlight halos struck the path towards home. The parasol over her head kept her hair dry. I'll park it and still stay wet.
Yeah. Sweet Pete.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely visuals.
Oh, you know what? Heather, you are not on there. This is having heard that. I would have thought you have heard that so long ago. But I guess not. How weird.
You might have brought it back.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, there you are. You did.
I'm reading. There's my name on there.
There it is.
Huh.
Look, there's my name.
I did.
That had to be long. That had to be longer than 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Huh. Okay.
2 years ago. It's a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away?
You know,
yeah.
I do have... Okay, I got one I can share. Since we're not... It doesn't have to be about the dogs, right? Okay.
No. I got one about the dogs. I need people to call.
Oh, that's right. How am I going to do this? Let's see. Okay. I'm hoping this will do it. Because I have so many of these, you know. Oh, I've got quite a bit.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Sensual hatter.
Wow.
Sensual hatter.
Look at me. Look, I'm all busy and shit. She looks my way. From deep within, I reach to you, so I take my quivering hand. You stop me when you want to hear one of these. Take my quivering hand. Her eyes wanted to know.
I just throw one out. Go. I'm dying for all of them.
Just pick one?
Pick one.
Okay, just did.
Like anything you put... Like anything you would put up there, I would not like. Make sure it goes in the adult
okay.
room, Hatter.
And boom. There it is. Nope, I didn't. Hold on.
I should say okay. No.
That's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Mm. I just had
to the left, to the left, to the left.
Okay, here it is. Got it. Took. I just boom. I've never done this before.
Now you're just like me.
And running down the hall with it, like with scissors in my hand. There you go.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. And I gotta go pick it up. Come on. Okay. To be a stranger that you knew. I just picked this. I threw a dart. It goes like this. A game to play to start my day. A certain curtain bends my way. A silhouette she does not hide. Into the view she steps outside. Pretend to notice not a thing. A show she wants me to bring. Stripping down to give a view, as if to say, I'm wanting you. I close my eyes as if to pray, watch me hard and I will play. Raising heat against the glass, I turn to show my rock-hard ass. Questions entered in rapid succession. Answers for what? She no longer questions. Her eyes don't lie. She quivers inside of her fantasies coming true. A smile contrived, not trying to hide to a stranger that you knew. Taking this game to a level higher, I dream to be deep in beside her. Handed out to be watched before. The music stops to a knock on my door. I pause to wonder if it could be the one that likes watching me. I slowly reach around the door. You take my hand, you wanted more. Your eyes don't lie. You step inside. You came to watch me play. No words are heard. You settle in. There's nothing more for us to say.
Damn. Oh, wow. Damn. Well, you can write some sensual hatter. Oh.
True story.
Oh. I have to sit there and do some smelling salts and find my Satan couch.
Got the vapors.
Yes, my vapors. That's great. Raising heat against the glass, I turned to show my rock hard ass. That is the best line I think you've ever written. I love that. I close my eyes as if to pray. Watch me hard and I will play. That is just Now there are some visuals for me. Thank you. Thank you very much, Hatter. Rack, anything?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love the rhyme and flow. He tells a great story, and the same line that struck you, you know, the melody of it, and I won't say the absurdity, but the playfulness of it, you know, it's one of those things. I could actually see saying something like that, and you know, being in that moment, it's believable. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, you know, you're not bragging for yourself. She probably said that at one point, and he's mocking her by repeating it. That would be how I, you know, my the way it would work into a conversation with me anyway. So, you know, I could see it. I could definitely see it.
I do. It's so, like, subtle. It's not, like, in your face. It's just, like, really subtle.
Yeah.
You know? It's just so well written. There's so much tantalizing.
I found the dog one. I found the dog one.
Yay!
Woo! So we get two in a row.
Yay!
Everything's jumping. Gotta find the group. Okay, here it is. Found it. And boom. Okay. It is called My First Time Was a Saturday Morn. Goes like this. My first time was a Saturday morn. She asked and giggled something about porn. The request was bold, but I don't know. She asked if I would give her a show. Just the thought I thought might give things a rise. I was right, knock on wood, to my surprise. Things got naughty and things got shown. Parading around, my mind was blown. She hit it first, her eyes then peeked before I knew it. I got a little weak. Then it happened. I saw them staring at me, two dogs sitting there watching me. At first I grinned, then a subtle smile. The laughter came easy, cramping my style. The covers moved as if to say, giggling, laughing, pointing my way. Yeah, like that. Okay. In a quick couple of minutes, it was over for me. In a quick couple of minutes, it was over for me, standing there naked like a porn poetry. I don't think I will try that again. Don't want to see my dog's naughty grin. I wonder what they both had thought. For sure, they knew that I had been caught. Red-handed.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, then it happened. I saw them staring at me, two dogs. I'm sitting watching there, watching me. Oh. The lack of training is cramping my style. Oh.
They probably said, why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? Because he can.
Yes. Because he has opposable thumbs.
Exactly. Yeah, you mean. He said, why does a dog lick his balls? Because he can.
Yes, because he can. Oh, my God. This is great.
Porn poetry.
Porn poetry. Well, kind of.
I love standing there naked like a porn poet tree. God, the porn poetry. I love that. Porn poetry. That's a great play on words.
That's enunciation for
it. I know.
A voyeur.
There's a tree in there.
Okay.
It's like dogs, trees, porn, sex. It's all here.
Here you go, sweet.
Okay. What do I got? What do I got?
Well, hopefully I dropped it in the right room.
I know, but I got to get back there. All right. Naughty at 90.
It's there's a audio for that too. 9-5 rack naughty. A bit of levity.
Sure. All right, I just gotta go find you. 9-5 rack naughty. Da 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 da. 1-1-1-1.
I found the file.
I gotta refresh. Oh good, you're in the file. All right, I gotta refresh my studio rack. Hold on. There we go. All right, Rex on the board with his naughty 90 lady. So here we go.
Naughty at 90 by Raconteur. We barely got back from the early bird special when my adventurous old wife got an urge to role play. So she slipped in the bathroom to change and emerged in something decidedly more risque. I realized she had dimmed the lights. It wasn't my glaucoma, her silhouette framed in the bathroom door. Squeezing her breasts, she sashayed towards the bed, slapped her ass and said, "Treat me like a dirty whore." She ran her hands over her silky bra and crotchless panties before blowing me a kiss. Pointing to her honey pot, she asked, "Do you want a taste of this?" A look of horror crossed my face. I couldn't help but stare. I said, "Oh dear God, no! Just look what it did to your underwear!"
That's awful.
Oh, God, no.
That's horrible.
That's pretty.
Aw.
Smoking and popping.
That's just awful. That's hilarious, but very mean. The very, very giving wife of yours.
Oh, hell no.
Tour.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my boys. The things you
well
put your women through.
Well past the sell-by date.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Oh, yeah, okay. So
that's
you had an
great
audio link already in there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, this is hilarious. All I gotta say is wise wash men's underwear and we still sleep with you. I'm just saying, you're lucky. You're not kidding. Just saying.
Well, you know how old people put on their underwear, right? Yellow on the front, brown in the back.
Yeah. Oh, now. This is a sex show. No, this is a sensual show, not a sex show. Sensual show.
Oh, okay. So you know what old people's underwear taste like, right?
Oh, stop.
Depends.
Oh, I'm just wrong. Depends. We're good. Oh.
Hey, when if my time comes around for that time in my life, I'm embracing it. Oh, hell yeah. Got to go pee, and I don't care.
Yeah. Yes. No one should.
That's pretty good, right? Naughty at 90.
No.
Who'd have thought?
Yep.
She was pretty
my, I'm telling you, it never, never ever does it stop, as I have been told by an 89-year-old woman. I'm just saying.
You know, if I were a 90-year-old guy.
Never. Said never let anybody tell you that love or sex goes away, because if they do, they're not living their life to their fullest.
I hear you fall in love all over again after her teeth fall out.
Hey, don't make fun of that.
Yeah, Lord.
Don't there do that. That upsets me. I took all my teeth when I had to get a heart, so it's very upsetting.
Would you read this one for me, sweet?
I will.
Cool.
So somebody better fall in love with me, Rackentor. Me and my false.
There's no question. Yeah, there's no. Your teeth are like the stars. They come out at night. That's okay.
That's right. But at least I move. I am alive.
That's right.
Take my quivering hand. I warn
you. Smile all night long.
Yeah. I warm the spice cake, so the sprinkles will have to wait. Lie the fruit to make my bed, spreading the sugar atop your head, watching your eyes to see how it works, glazing your breast, unbuttoning shirts, swaying in the view, I taste all of you, who beg me to stand. Reach me from behind, if you don't mind, take my quivering hand, eat me with sprinkles and lick my lips. My passion grows as you lean down to kiss. Leg locked and sweaty, I flip you around, holding your breath, not making a sound. Riding in concert, we begin to buck. Together we stare a little luck. It started with pineapples and cherries were poured, making the wish when I was bored, and poem. All righty then. That is a great way to make a cake.
Yeah, I'm taking dessert.
I said so before, excellent write, perfect rhyme, love the story, and it was delicious.
What time is this party?
I'm going to wind it down now. It's been an hour. I've had fun with the boys. You guys were great. I had a great time. Thank you for quivering with my hands and talking with the dogs, making fun of toothless old women. All that fun stuff. Yeah, this is great. Thank you guys for coming to Central Night. I have to carry over poems. I have to come up with something for next week. I don't know what it will be, but maybe it'll be how to woo a woman, and how, or something like that. How to woo a woman and how to let a man woo you. What?
You say how to please a woman? How to please a woman?
The art of seduction.
How to woo a woman. Yeah, the art of seduction. That would be good. I mean, that should be next week's theme, the art of seduction. I like that. That's what we'll go for
say
next
that
week.
Again?
Art of seduction. The art of seduction. Good night, guys.
Break up.
Have fun.
Good night.
Guys rock.
Good night. Good night, Hatter.
Thanks, sweet.
Good night, guys.
See you, Rack.
Night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.